Okay, so let's go through start from I mean, well, I hate to keep keep going over it over again in the end, but it does. You definitely see from the case of the ksiva, you definitely see one thing from that case of the ksiva, right? That you don't need to be meniach on the Rishus HaRabim. You have to be meniach in the Rishus HaRabim. Right?
Yeah.
You have to do an Akira in one Rishus and a Hanacha in the other Rishus. You don't necessarily need to take something off of that Rishus and put it onto the next Rishus. Right? Normally, if you don't do it, it's just not an Akira or Hanacha. But by the ink and the paper, it is. But the paper is not the Rishus HaRabim. It's not Munach. But it's a Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. I saw the Ran. It's probably in the Ritva. It's probably the Ritva of the Moshe Rav Kook on the case of the writing. He mentions our case of the egos. He says it's not a suffix over there because it's permanent. It's a suffix over here because it's not a permanent thing. Okay. Yeah. So we're up to you.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Is that we're up to? No. Omer Rabbi Avin, Omer Rabbi Eloy, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Who wants to read? Easy. No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who wants to read?
Alright.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hayot ta'un ochlim umashkin, right?
Yeah. Hayot ta'un ochlim umashkin. Ben nichnas ve yotze kol yom kulo. Eino chay elat shiyamod.
So what's the case?
Okay. Rashi?
Yeah.
Mashma shalo ta'un ochlim. Ela haya ta'un roshas yachid, kedei leholicho, mizavis lazavis, umishi akar ragla nimlach, the yotze v'nichnas kol yom kulo.
Okay, so a little confusing. Now what? It's mashma that he wasn't loaded up for this reason. Right, now it's just haya ta'un ochlim umashkin. He was loaded up. And then he decided to be a nichnas and yotze. Right?
No, nobody learns the Gemara's Girsa like Dafka. Nichnas Yotze. Rashi switches. It's just La Dafka.
What does Rashi say?
He says, you're starting the Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Doesn't matter. I mean, what Rashi... Because Rashi is Kedil Olicha Mizavis Lazavis.
Right.
Let's see, but I think Rashi's right. It has to be like this.
Right.
That's the whole idea of yours.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So what's the case? So he's taught an Ochlo Mashkin for another reason. Right? V'nichnas v'yotze kol yom kulo. Eino chayev ad sheyamod. So why is he not chayev until he stands? Rashi. Okay, so it's looking a little more complex than the Gemara sounds. So it really means he's not going to be chayev until he stops and then starts again.
Right.
He's not going to be chayev until he stops and then starts again.
The amidas kufo vaday kemias chavetz dani. Hilkach ki amod be'akar al menas latzeis mechayev.
Okay, so the problem is, so he needs to do an Akira l'shem hotzah, right? He needs to do an Akira al menas latzeis. He needs to do an Akira al menas latzeis to be chayav. Right, Tosis mentioned this case. We had this case before. Yeah, go ahead. Let's get this back straight.
Ava belomida lake akira. El akira rishona.
Okay, so the way Rashi's learning is, the guy does the original Akira not Amanas Latzeis, right? He's going, he's going to move it around in his house, let's say. So then he'll never be Chayav unless he stops and does a new Akira Almanas Latzeis. You can't take the original Akira and convert it into an Issa. Why? Because you need Vatar, right? Vatar lo chayv el malechas machsheves. That's a hard lashon. What is Rashi saying over here? Anybody figure out that lashon?
It seems like it cuts off.
He
leaves
the last unsaid.
What?
He leaves it unsaid.
I think he's trying to explain the case of Chiyav Chatas. Now he says you only Chayav a Chatas if you do Malechas Machsheves. Right? But Shabbos, but to be Chayav a Chatas is a Shogeg. So how do you have Malechas Machsheves and Shogeg? Mm-hmm. Right? Doesn't mean that you don't know what you're doing. It means you know what you're doing. But you don't know what Shabbos. Right? Or you think that this activity is mutter. But it's not, but you know, Malechus Machsheves and Shogeg are not a contradiction. Shogeg doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. Doesn't mean you accidentally moved it. Right? That would be called Misasik. Malechus Shogeg means you know the activity, the activity you want to do. You do it purposefully. Right? The only thing is, you either don't know that it's Shabbos, or you don't know that this purposeful activity is a malacha. But it's malachas machshavas. That's how you chayav achatas, yeah.
What does this have to do with this case? Because, like, isn't it possible that the guy, he's doing the inside of the house, he's doing the kira for something else, right? And
right.
And even if he changes his mind to go outside, he could still have in mind, not stopping, he could still have in mind, oh, I want to go outside intentionally. He knows it's Aser. And, you know, there's no problem. But it's still not, he still never did Akira.
Right.
So what does that have to do with it? Because, you know?
Right. Right. One second. Let's just do one more point. Go ahead. Right. So not only does he have to stop once to get an Akira, but he has to stop in a certain way. How does he have to stop? Lanuach, to rest.
Right. Lanuach. Hahi
havya
amida
the Akira. Hahi havya amida. If you stop Lanuach, that is an Amida. Trust me on this. Go ahead.
Yep. Akira de Basra Havi Akira.
And then when you start moving, that will be an Akira. Right?
Aval Omen Lakatif, Lakakin Maso, Al Kasifo, Lav Amida.
But if you're just standing Lakatif, that's a terminology. What does that mean? It means to fix the bundle, the burden on your shoulder, that's not an Amida. That's not an Amida. So, Mustafa, the Ben's question of you stopping because it's a red light, it also would not be Lanuach. Right? You're not doing it Lanuach. Mm-hmm. Something is preventing you. But, yeah. Okay, so what do we see from here? Yalevi, what are you saying? You need the Malachas Machsheves on the Akira. You need to do the Akira. Both components are the Malacha. The Malacha is both components. That's the Malacha itself, to remove it from here and to place it there. Right? So unless you did both of those, unless you had, unless that was your goal, both of them. As if I'm doing it mizavis luzavis, so that akira is not really the change it's makom. Right? That akira was not the change it's makom. It's an interesting thing. That akira was not the change it's makom. So now, so that's Jeremy's question now. So, but now I want to change its makom. I want to put it outside, right? So what's your question?
The machshav is not relevant because the akira is already done. And if it's basically the machshav is on the maisa really, then it doesn't make a difference what his machshav is now, because if he's not stopping until he goes until you know,
right?
The akira will never be relevant. The machshav will never be relevant.
I see. I mean, you say he already did an akira and that was mutter.
Right.
Now you can't make it, you simply can't...
Unless he would stop, and then there would be no question.
I mean, why is Rashi afraid of the Melechus Machsheva's question?
Right.
But isn't that... is that what the issue is? I mean, isn't... I'm just missing something, but when he did his first akira, that wasn't for the Melacha, so that's not Melechus Machsheva's, right? So if he... Even if he were to decide midway to go out, then it's not going to be... He's lacking a component that was... right? Maybe I just don't understand your question. Either I don't understand your question or I don't understand the Gemara.
I don't that. Be like during the Malacha and then afterwards thinking about doing it like Machsheves.
Right, he's saying, what's the issue of Melechus Machsheves? It's just simply no Malacha at all. There's no Maisa Malacha at all.
Oh, I see.
Right?
We don't consider...
Well, but isn't the reason that there's no Maisa Malacha at all because of the... It's because of the machshava. I mean, the whole reason that the akira is not part of the ma'aseh malacha is because your machshava is to go across the room. If your machshava was to go outside, that would be ma'aseh malacha. You're doing the same thing. It's just a question.
Right. So just say, I mean, it does nothing to do with. I understand.
He's saying that's why. Nissan is saying that's
right.
Why the akira was nothing.
Right.
Why was the akira right. Nothing? Because it's not Shabbos. It's not just the result. Shabbos is not just that it resulted in the Shina Rishus, right? But the Isser is the Gavra to be Osek in certain types of activities. Right? And this activity of Shina Rishus has two involvements. But if he was not involved in the first one, right, being involved in it depends on the type of activity that you're doing. So if I'm moving furniture from one corner to the other, that's not involved in the activity at all of Hotzah. So that's not the Malacha. Right? It's not like, you know, saying, don't think, Rashi is saying, don't think when you pick up, anytime you pick up an object, it is, all Akiras are the same. The only thing that defines what it is where you put it down. Right? Maybe you say like that. Maybe you say all akiras are the same. Right? There's no difference if I'm okir to go from here to there or to go outside. In terms of the akira, it's all the same. The only thing is, because in both cases I'm removing it from its place right now. The only question is, where do I ultimately put it down? If I put it down in a place that's the same rishus, so then I did nothing. Right? Then I did nothing. It's like I undid the akira. But if I put it down in another rishus, then it turns out that what? Then that's the completion of that akira. But I can define it right now. Notice the akira is sort of undefined, and then where I put it down, that will define it. Right? So Rashi is saying no, it doesn't work that way. That's apparently the chiddush over here. I mean. Right, what's the chiddush?
Wouldn't it be the same thing if you were in Rosh Hashanah and you, even if you did have one, let's say, to be Ma'avir Tahal Amos, and you just decided to go inside, you'd also be Pater? Because the initial akira wasn't for, even though it was for Isser, but it wasn't for Hachmasa? Like, you'd be Pater on the Hachmasa?
That's a good question. I mean, if you had one type of Hotzah, and then you switched to the other type of Hotzah. I mean, in general, we say that that's not Melechus Machsheves. Even if you wanted to pick one apple and you pick the other apple, that's not Melechus Machsheves. I mean, the Gemara goes into questions, similar questions like that. If you wanted to throw something 4 amos and it went 8 amos. Mention that. If you want to throw something 8 amos and it goes 4 amos. Is that melech smacheres? Right. But,
in other words, it's not dependent on the fact that his initial kavana for the akira was for something mutter. It's just that it wasn't for it itself.
Let's say.
It doesn't matter that it was mutter.
Right. Yeah.
Let's say it's not even that, like, let's say you're thinking about doing one iser, right? That is, one iser, right?
Right.
And let's say you do a totally different, then you're thinking about doing something that's not, like,
I mean, let's say you wanted to take it out this door, and then you took it out the other door.
But that's really the same involvement. But let's say totally different.
These are different questions. That might not be. It might not be melech mashavas. It might not be. The melech mashavas is. That's a question. How specific is melech mashavas? Right. Like you wanted to throw it 4 amos and it went 8 amos. So I think the other Gemara says you pater. But if you wanted to throw it 8 amos and it went 4 amos, you chayev because within 8 is 4. So now it'll take you 2 times to get there. But you definitely wanted it to at least go 4. I mean, these are separate questions. These are separate questions of how specific is do we consider melech mashavas. But if it's not for melech at all, that's easy.
So then, that's fine. So then just if, like a common case where you walk out and then you realize something's in your pocket and people say don't stop. But it wasn't really...
So then it would be drabbanan. It would be drabbanan hanacha. Uh-huh. Drabbanan would be asikos of hanacha.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. No way you'd be chayev. No way you'd be over in this place.
Right, okay.
Not possible. Okay. Okay. See, so there's a malacha of an akira and a malacha of anacha. They both have to have the machshavas, the machshava of malacha. Okay. Let's go a little further. Let's take the next case. And now, what's the other thing? Is the two types of amida. Right? There's an amida of lanuach and there's an amida of lekatev. Right? So he says, that's not an amida. The first one is an amida, and what's the... we're looking at it in the somewhat reversed case. We want to know if it's an amida, so the next thing will be an akira. But it'll be the same thing, whether this will be a good hanacha if you started out with an akira. Right? Yes. So he's saying that what? If you have das to rest, that is an amida. So it goes by your das. But if you have das, to what? To continue. Right? If you have das. But what about if I'm just mamish, if I may niach something on the ground? Does it have this type, same type of chiluk?
What's the case?
I put something down on the ground. But I have intent, I'm going to pick it up in a second. Right?
You need to readjust the thing or something.
It would seem wooden. This is just a question of your amida. It's a question of your amida. Because it's relating to the ground through you. It's an interesting question. It's relating through you. So you, your das can control whether you're resting. Right? Your das will qualify if you're resting. But it would seem it wouldn't qualify if the object is resting. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Matt?
So I think so. So right, because it would definitely be anacha.
Because I am my own motivation, so my das will define whether what type right. of stop I'm doing. But the object is out of my das.
Right.
I can just have in mind to come back to it and get it later. But that's not going to change the way it's relating to the ground. I can change the way, I can define the way I'm relating to the ground. Right?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't define the way it relates to the ground. Is that right?
Yeah.
That means it's true. That's the old definition versus existence. Conundrum.
It's Mistara.
That's good enough.
God's not malicious. Such a good idea, not to be true.
Pretty
himself is.
Check the Rambam. Who has the Rambam? Can you get your Rambam? Check the halacha over here. That's Perek Yudgimel halacha Yud. Why doesn't he have these halachas over here in the Shulchan?
I mean, if you just drop me off on one side, I'd like to go to the middle, like around Judaica Plus area. Yeah, is that okay?
Do you need a ride back?
No, I mean, I can walk back. Because I have a haircut at 1, and I just want to get lunch first, so. Yours.
What?
It's called Yours. It's Sal. The haircut place is called Yours. Salon. I think it's supposed to be funny. I think it's supposed to be funny.
How's it going over there? Not finding it?
No, I found it.
Okay.
Walk back into your house.
If you walk back into your house, you didn't even know
there was one. What did you? What about the
first? You want to pass it over here?
Yeah, sure. But it's already in the past.
Right.
It's like at that point,
something's not
right. Right.
You're like
nothing. Are you only?
Or you could also put it on top of something more than 10 bucks. Right. Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
it's possible whether it's $1 or not.
Okay. Let's go on. As it seems, though, I mean, I don't see any.
If it's
it's only a din over here by Omid. It's only a din by Omid. It's only a din by Omid.
Right.
Okay, let's go back there. Go ahead. Max, you still here?
Yep.
Go ahead. Me, my. How do you know this chilek over here? Abaye's chilek.
Me the Amar Mar talked out Amos Amar Lafush Pater, Lekatav Chayev. Talked out Amos Amar Lafush Chayev, Lekatav Pater.
Okay, so what he's saying? He said within Dalad Amos, if you stand to rest, you Pater, and if you stand to fix it, you Chayev. Outside of Dalad Amos, if you stand to rest, you Chayev. If you stand to fix, you Pater. Okay. Go ahead, what does Rashi say? Rabba. Midom or Mar is Rabba. Davi Rabbe Dabai. So Bai learned this from Rabba.
Tok Daladamos. Hamavir Daladamos Bushes Arab.
Right.
The Amud Tok Daladamos Lafush. The Chazar Vehishlim Viniach. O Amud Sham.
Potter. So if somebody was walking Daladamos, was carrying something Daladamos, and he stopped within the Daladamos, right, to rest. I mean, to rest, right. And then he finished the Dalet Amos, and he stopped.
Good.
And he either put it down, or he stopped there to rest. He's Pater. Why?
Shelo have your Dalet Amos be'akira achas.
It's interesting. So that's two akiros. He had two akiros now.
Is this giving up Rashi's original shot that when he did his original akira, it wasn't with das?
See, this is the opposite. This is the opposite. This is just on the case. This is just on Abaye's point that it depends how you stop. That's all it's going to explain. But how did Abaye know that it depends how you stop? Right, because we just said earlier that you had to stop first. Right, and Abaye said, but it depends how you stop. Now they're saying, how does Abaye know that it depends how you stop? How do you know that not just any akir, any amida is considered the hanava?
But it seems to say that here, if you just stop lekatef, you'd be chayev.
If you stop lekatef in the middle, what do you mean, in the middle or at the end?
In the middle.
No, you're in the middle.
You'd be chayev.
Lekatef, that's right. The next case. That's
so
the next case.
So that shows you the this case.
That's the next case. Chutz Dalet Amos.
Right,
Chutz Dalet
Amos.
Oh, Lekatev. Right. Lekatev means Yichayev, right? Because that's not a Hanacha. That's not a Namida.
So that shows that your original Kira was.
No! Now we're only doing the Hanacha.
Right, so what are you Chayev though for? You're only Chayev if you're original.
No, and then you finish. No! Lekatev means that the guy. Lekatev means like this. The guy starts out in Amma 0, right? And he picks it up and he has Das to go, Dalet Amos. But in the middle, he stops to fix it.
Right, so he originally had Das to go, Dalet Amos.
Right.
Right, so that's something that doesn't flow with the original Gemara. That's, according to Rashi, he didn't have Das originally.
No, it's not. It's not the same case.
Right.
It's,
okay,
can't keep saying right to everything I'm saying, and then still have a question.
No, my question was, is this a different case or not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's only focusing on the very last part of the case that Abaye says it depends how you stand. Omar Abaye, v'hu she'omad lofosh, mimai. How does Abaye know that there's a difference in how you stand? That's the only thing the Gemara wants to know. How do you know there's a difference in how you stand? Because Rabbah, who was Abaye's Rebbe, had his own case. He had his own case, and this is what he said in his own case. He said, if you pick something up to walk Dalet Amos, and you stop to rest in the middle, you're pater. But if you stop to fix it in the middle, you're chayev. So you see that Rabbah held that not all Amida is equal. Some Amida is considered the Hanacha, and some Amida is not considered the Hanacha. And that's why Abaye said that when, in Rabbi Yochanan's case, where you started out with a bad Akira, you have to do a Hanacha to get a new Akira, right? But when you stop, it depends how you stop. If you stop to rest, then that's the completion of the first Akira. Now when you start moving, that's a new Akira, right? But if you stop to fix your bag, then you're really continuing the old Akira when you move again. So you have no new Akira, right? That's the chilek that Abaye said. Abaye said that when you start out with a bad Akira, that's why I said before, it's reverse. It's reverse of the normal case. In Rabbi Yochanan's case, you started out with a bad Akira. So now you have to stop Lofosh in order to be Chayev, because you want to make the next Akira, you want to make the next Akira an Akira. Right? Over there, in Rabbi Yochanan's case, you're not dealing with the Hanacha for its own sake. You're only dealing with the Hanacha so that the next movement will be a new Akira. Right? But the point that Abaye is making is the difference between Hanacha, between Amidas. If you're stopping Lofosh, it's a Hanacha, and the next thing will be a new Akira. And if you're stopping Lekatef, it's nothing at all. It's like you're moving the whole time. That's why Rashi says that if you go Dalet Amos and you stop Lofosh in the middle, it's like you're Mavid Dalet Amos in two Akiros. Right? You're not Mavid Dalet Amos, but Akira Achas. Because now, since you stopped Lofosh, now you have a new Akira. When you start moving again. Yeah.
Would it be Mutter Midah Raisa to leapfrog like this, or would it only be Pater Alas? like to do this to stop.
That's the same thing. Pater of Lasu is the rice is mutter. I'm not sure what you mean.
No,
you mean is it mutter midrabanan? Pater of Lasu means it's mutter midaraisa.
Means
not chayav chatas. Not chayav chatas. No, you're not chayav chatas.
So the ulcer is in the rabbanon.
What is that? What's been burning? It smells like
cookies. I think nuked a candy bar.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
And I guess burnt sugar smell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go on. That's really interesting.
Wait, so when we say
kabbalah,
the
ulcer
part of that is darbanon, not darbanon.
Here it comes now.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of. I mean, unless it's a chatzis question. Midaraisa, you could basically do this no problem. You just leap prog, but two.
You don't have to leap. The leaping is not part of it. You just have to stop and start. Stop and start.
I'm just using that term. Yeah.
Stop and start. Even really, right? I mean, midrabanan, and I think even midrabanan is mutter as long as you put the object down. Isn't that the... what's the law of midrabanan? And you definitely can hand it, you keep handing it off to people. Even midrabanan.
So as long as no one person is
going
more than 4 hours.
Right, midrabanan, they require, I think you have to, I can't remember if you can put it down. They're worried if you just... It's an akira or an anacha. Right.
Even one. That's right. So why is this proposal then? You're switching off. Because then you're still doing at least one.
What? No, midrabanan is that you shouldn't come to be over the deraisa. That's the derabanan.
I'm saying it's the whole idea.
But it's a gzeira that if we let you walk less than dalat amos, then you're gonna go. It's different than the isser of hotzah, where you have an akira and an anacha. It's a different thing. Here it's.
I'm saying, so how would it be mutter to do this thing where you're passing?
We can't do that right now. Okay, it's different. There's no chashash. You're gonna walk dalat amos in that case. There's no chashash. You're gonna walk dalat amos as long as. You're not going to walk as long as you do something to make sure you're not going to walk dalat amos. It's mutter. It's only usher as a gedda to the deraisa. So that's why I say if you walk two and two, we're worried you're going to walk more than two. But if you have another person, we're not worried. They never goes around that. They weren't
so
worried. Not worried.
In case you're not walking at all. You're just handing.
That's right. Okay.
All
right. Right, Gabi. You understand now?
Yeah, it's just confusing me that they're learning out how to restart a maisa from
when the other maisa ended. That's what they're doing. From when the other maisa ended.
So you can't do it to make a new akira. You need to have a good amount.
That's right. Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right.
Maika mashmalon. So now it's going back to what? Oh, did we do the other Rashi? Chutz l'dalat amos.
Chutz l'dalat amos. Hamar v'dalat amos v'shus ram.
Hamar v'dalat amos shleimos.
I'm sorry.
Chutz l'dalat
amos. Chutz l'dalat amos. Hamar v'dalat amos v'shleimos. V'amod chutz l'dalat amos. Im lafosh amod havi hanachas gufo. Kenachas kevitz.
Isaac.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
You want to learn halacha today?
Okay.
Now let the walk. Now that they carry something, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, 4 amos. See, we live today with an Erev. Nobody knows about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore. Right?
What?
Really, you're not allowed to take things outside on Shabbos. But we have an Erev, so that makes it all like it's one area. But if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can't carry it 4 amos. You know how big that is? 4 amos?
7 feet.
7 feet?
8 feet.
You can't carry something. You can't pick something up in the street. Isaac, come closer. Hurts my voice. Have a seat. Who's missing here today?
I just moved.
Oh. If you can't pick something up, give me the bottle. You can't take this bottle. If this was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, okay? Wouldn't be allowed to pick it up. Move it 4 amos and put it down.
Okay.
That would be usher on Shabbos.
Okay.
Okay?
No football.
Now let's say you never pick it up and put it down. Let's say you're just holding it. And you walk. And then you stop. Is that the same thing as picking it up and putting it down? So we say it is.
Okay.
Okay? Because the object is like it's resting wherever you are. So if you're standing here and then you start walking, that's like you're picking it up. Right? It's like you ever seen the Invisible Man movie? So it's like the bottle is walking. Right? And then it stops. So that would be an akira over here, and it's called an akira is when you pick it up, and an anocha is when you put it down. Okay? So again, you can't pick it up. If it's on the floor, you can't pick it up and then put it down on the floor. And if you're holding it, you can't walk with it. Right? If this was just Rabin, I'm walking, and then I stop, that'd be usher. Okay? But here's the trick. It depends why I'm stopping. All right? If I'm stopping because it's hard, because carrying it on my shoulder, right? And it's falling, I gotta stop it to make sure it's good, that's not called stopping, because I'm just trying to fix it.
What do you mean you did stop?
You'd see this enough for... right? I'm only stopping to fix it, so I'm only stopping so that I can keep moving. That's not called stopping. But if I stop here because I'm tired and I want to rest, that's called stopping.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are we up to, Max?
Okay, first of all,
okay, so that's the case we're talking about now. If somebody's walking four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, right, and he stops after the four amos, so if he stops to rest, then it's like he's putting the object down, right? Go ahead. But if he's stopping because the object is falling off his back and he wants to put it on his back better so he can keep going, so that stopping is not a stopping. He's just stopping in order to keep going. So that's not like he's finished walking.
What about if you have the water bottle and you take it and you throw it and you keep on throwing it until you...
So if you throw it four amos each time, you chayav. If you throw it less than four amos each time, you putter. That's okay.
Oh.
Okay, the throw is like throwing it is like picking it up where you threw it, where you started from. And wherever it's land, it's like that's where you put it down. Right? So over here, the thing is that stopping is only considered anacha because it's the end of your walking. But if it's not the end of your walking, then that's like just stopping over, like you're going when you're traveling. Sometimes you take a little break to fix the stopping. Let's say you stop at the gas station to get more gas. Is that like I stopped traveling? No, I'm still traveling. This is part of traveling. Part of traveling is getting more gas, right? So you wouldn't say, I'm taking a little break in the gas station right now. No, you're only in the gas station because you want to keep going. So that's not called stopping. Same thing over here. If you're only stopping to fix the package on your shoulder, that's not called stopping. That's called part of traveling, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't
resting part of traveling?
Because you rest so you can continue to travel.
But that's not a halachic chiluk. I mean, that has to be in the maisa. That's in your das. Right? That's just in your das.
The character of the stopping is a different thing, right? Because you don't know when stops in the middle of Rishus Rabbah. You're kind of staying there all day.
Right.
You can rest and just to go on.
That's right. Good.
The imla kata bamad, in zu amida. The not la acher miyado.
Okay, so, but if he's stopping to do what? To fix his package.
That's while he's fixing it.
No, and then he walks, and then he keeps walking, right? And someone takes it from him while he's walking.
While he's walking.
Then they're both
walking. It can't be while he's fixing it?
It could be, but it was Rashi Yamashman, Vimlo Acher Miyodo Acherikain. I mean, Acherikain means that he's walking again. Okay, go ahead. Now we'll go to the big case over here. Ready? Max, you up for the big one?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So what does it teach you? This whole thing teaches you what? So that's really going back on Rabbi Yochanan's case, right? That's going back on Rabbi Yochanan's case. Because we just stopped off on the Abaye point. It's really going back to Rabbi Yochanan's case. That if you picked it up inside your house to move it to the other side of your house and then you changed your mind to go outside, that's not called taking it outside. You never picked it up to take it outside.
So the Mike Mashmona is going on that.
On Rabbi Yochanan. Go ahead.
Okay. Ha'amar Riyokhan Chalazimna. Demar Rasafra Amar Vami Amar Riyokhan. Ha'ma'abir Chafetzim Mizavis Lazavis. Ve'nimwa Chalayin Ve'otzian. Potter.
So what do we need this statement of Rabbi Yochanan to teach us this din? Rabbi Yochanan already said it outright. Shalom Yisrael Kiyar Mishav Shalom Lekach. What does Rabbi Yochanan have to say? Two things, two statements to teach the same thing?
Amorayim in him. Two Amorayim.
Right.
Mar Amar Lehi Mar Amar Lehi Lishnav Umar Amar Lehi Lishnav.
So it's the same statement that Rabbi Yochanan. It's recorded. It's expressed differently by the two Amorim. Could be Rabbi Yochanan really said Umi Rabbi Yochanan Chada Zimna Amar. But which one did he say? It was Mashmi that gave the case, and then the other ones just decided to condense it into the halacha. It would be strange to say they did the halacha and then someone made up the case. I mean, I guess it's possible.
This only concerned about the Neshama, not the Kabbalah.
Right. Go ahead. Take the next case. Tana Rabbanan.
Tana Rabbanan. Hamotzi Nichonos Nopoita. The Palti?
Palti, I don't know.
Palti, okay.
Some, what is it, Greek?
Yep.
There it is. Very good.
Derech Sidyo. Hi. Ubenazai Poter.
Okay, so what is the case? In halachic terms, what is the case? I'll take it outside if you want.
Okay.
What? Leave the Rosh Hashanah. Walk through the Carmelites.
What? The Chanus is Rosh Hashanah. So you're taking something from Rosh Hashanah and you're passing through what?
A Carmelis.
But you're putting it down where? In the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So what's the example is you're taking it from the store. Hear the case, Isaac? You're also not allowed to take something from inside your house and go into the street and put it down. Okay? But here's a little more complicated. You took it out of the store. You walk through the colonnade. Right? You walk through the... right? It's a Greek. Is that a Greek word?
Oh.
Probably. And then you put it into the street. As you walked out of the store... You pass through where they sell stuff. That's neither Rosh Hashanah nor Rosh Hashanah, right? And then you put it into Rosh Hashanah. So you did the aktiv. You picked it up inside. You put it down outside, but you went through an area that you would not be chayav for in the middle, right? Okay. So Benazai says you're putter. And the Chachamim say Potter, and the Chachamim say Chayev, Chayev Dreisa. Right? What would you say? Say Chayev.
What's the reason why?
Say Chayev. It's hard to see why you wouldn't be Chayev, right? You did Nakira and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and Anach and Rosh
Hashanah. Who cares what happened in between?
Okay, but what's Ben Azai's reasoning for saying Potter? Go ahead, Bishlamo.
Bishlamo, Ben Azai Kasavar, Nihalaka Omadami. El Rabbanan, Nehina Kasavar, Nihalaka Lavi Omadami. Hecha Ashkachna, Yagavna, Bechayim.
Okay, so by Ben Azai, it makes sense why you're Potter. Why? Go ahead.
Because he holds Nihalaka Omadami.
Rashi, Kidda Mechorish, Kasavar, Mahalaka Omadami. Go ahead.
Venimsa. Are you reading that Rashi? Okay. The nimtza neakar mershus yachad umunach bisatyav the ochar misatyav and umunach mershus rabban. Meaning that he did it on akira in the mershus yachad and then he was munach in the carmelis. Then he did another akira in the carmelis.
What about the
bach?
Is that
doing
here?
I understand the bach.
The neakar. The neakar.
Is it?
Yeah.
The neakar. He doesn't like the neakar. Right. Umunach. He doesn't like the active word of okay. But even Ben Azai, he doesn't know if you're actually doing an akir or biyadayim. You know, there's no point where you're okay. But halachically, it has a shame of being a ne'eka. Okay, so it comes down to machlokas of mahalech ka'omei dami. Another one of those strange principles. Like kluta, kamusha uncha dami. So Ben Azai says what? Listen to this. Ben Azai says like this. He says that if I'm walking if I'm walking, carrying something, right? Then what? Tell me, you tell me. Then what?
Every step you take is a hanamida.
And what does that mean halachically for us?
Every
step I take is like I'm picking it up, putting it down. So when I'm walking with my water bottle, right? Every step I take is like I'm picking it up here, putting it down here, picking it up here, putting it down here, picking it up here, putting it down here. So halachically, what is that going to do for us?
What about if you jump?
Like, if you jump, that's a good question. That's a very good question. That's what the Yerushalmi says. If you jump, it's different. That's a good question. That would be like throwing. So let's say I'm in the house over here, and then I walk through the park, and then I go into the Rishas Rab. So Ben Azai says, you're not chayav. Why? Because you picked it up in the house. It's like you picked it up in the house, put it down in the park, which is not chayav. Picked it up in the park and put it down in the street. You did two things that aren't chayav. You're only chayav if you pick it up in the house and put it in the street. Pick it up in the house and put it in the park, that's not called the Rishas Rab.
Does he ever have a case of walking Dalat Amos in Rishas Rab?
So that's what Isaac is saying. That the only way you have Dalat Amos, I don't want to do that. You come here. Can you jump four squares?
Yeah.
Hold this and jump four squares. Go ahead.
To where?
To that square. Okay. That's it. Chayef. That's what the Yerushalmi says.
The Zerikas consider you're just being Zerik yourself along with it, but it's no different.
If you say it's not actually cool.
Right?
We can't use them if we do it outside.
Cubits. That would be a far jump. What's the furthest a man can jump? What's the furthest a man can jump? What's the Guinness Book of World Records?
Oh,
we
got
it. We haven't done it outside.
You got it?
No way.
Yes,
we
have
20.
Really?
Yeah.
He actually did it?
Yeah. But not a running start. Not a running start. Well, it doesn't matter. He can run. He can run.
I saw the Greek guys.
29 feet.
Greeks can do it.
Because
Would he
have a spring on it?
No, it's an Olympic sport.
Wow.
I'll have their own little Greek. Is this possible? Bring in the Greek.
What is that?
But not like, bring in the Greek at once.
The whole body for it. And it's also, it's where the feet land.
The Greek guys
can
jump
it's where the feet land in front of
the ground. They had to. Had to be able to do it, otherwise you'd
be sure you're not lying.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of a svar is that, though? What kind of an idea is that, that while I'm moving, it's like I'm picking the object up and putting it down? I'm not. I'm picking it up here, and I put it down there. What do you mean it's like every step I take, I'm putting it down and picking it up again? And what's the machlokas of Chama ben Azai?
One problem of saying that like there really is such a thing as hilah that's within Amida is you have to look at like the guy's action like over a certain amount of time. But like the truth is that if you like take the reductionist point of view and you just look at every moment, I mean there's always one foot on the ground, so he's always standing. I mean what right do you really have to characterize like every step?
Is this a moral issue?
No, conceptually it seems like it requires somewhat of a chiddush to say that right now, like the state of the guy's guf is there's like a real idea of hilah because hilah is only through a thing over time.
Well, right, let me ask you. I mean, you take this very seriously. You take this Ben Azai statement very seriously.
Well, chas v'shalom.
Ben Azai took it
very seriously.
I don't want to be machash magida.
But what do I mean? There's two ways to understand the statement over here. You're taking it in a very serious way. I take it not as such a serious way. Nobody's with me?
No.
Not yet.
You're taking it seriously.
Do you mean like seriously in terms of like exactly what he means?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that every single step is a pure anava?
What does it mean?
No, it means it means in terms of the object. Mahalik is ka'omei gami.
You're saying that that's how he's...
He's saying Mahalik is ka'omei dami. He's saying in terms of the person, he's like, he's not moving. Levi.
That's what I was reading to him.
That's how I was reading, yeah.
Right.
Of course, that's how you read it. But we're more than reading machines, I hope.
That's how I thought it.
That's bad. If that's how you read it, it'll be okay. But,
So, Rabbi Yochanan's case before that you have to stop.
Forget Rabbi Yochanan. We're not doing Rabbi Yochanan.
I'm saying he had clearly doesn't hold it for now.
I said forget it. So, yeah. So, what is the idea? You have to be right. You have to be right. But what is the idea here? What's the idea? That in terms of the Cheftza, Mahalach is Komi Dami. Halachically, Mahalach is Komi Dami. We're not saying a person doesn't move. We're not saying a person is like I don't know what you would say. So what does it mean that it's like an Akira and Anach on every step? It's like an Akira and Anach on every step. It's a fascinating idea. Walking, carrying something is a series of Akiras and Anachas. And the Chum say, no, you picked it up here and you put it down there. What's Ben Azai's idea here? Why is it different than jumping? Why by the jumping or the Zorik, the Gemara says later, he agrees?
That what?
That the Akira is where you're standing and the Anach is where it landed. In other words, he doesn't say that
like
by...
He's not like clue to Kamisha Hunvata, yeah, that we just... Yeah.
He apparently... right.
So he doesn't say that each point you're passing over is like Kirana.
That's right. If you throw the object or jump for Amos, right. You wouldn't say every second you're in the air is like the object is Munach. Only when you're walking is like it's Munach. Right? Yeah. It's only when you're walking. Boy, this is a tough toast. I didn't tell you to do toast. I thought better of it. But if you want to, it's up to you. Take a look at this. Take a look at this toast over here. Tell me if you want to do it or not. Bishlama. The one after the Yerushalmi. He gives the Yerushalmi's answer. But but anyway, so, all right, so what do you want to work on this? You want to work on this a little more?
For, yeah, 2 days.
You've been working on it for 2 days.
Working for 2 days.
Oh,
yeah.
So you want to just give a...
I mean, that's us. I don't know.
So anybody want to say anything?
I don't want to.
Okay, good luck.
I can go on. You can do those ones.
This is the Shears.
We didn't do the object.
What?
We didn't think it was the object. We thought it was referring to the...
Oh, okay.
That's why
I still was going
to hear it.
You went through every possibility. Okay.
Went through my eyes.
Obviously not.
Oh.
They went through it, they just like mentioned it.
All right.